Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, yo, it's bonus time here on The Society. Mari and I are joined by Jason Madison from the Showtime Pod and from the Crypto Bros Pod to talk about the P-Valley finale and to catch up on rap shit. But first, Beyonce still has us in a chokehold, so let's jump right in.
Beyonce is in her personal development and, like, just...
I think I know, like, what you're going to say, because...
Maybe not. Okay, so just in terms of, like, human development, men, women, and I compare it to Jay-Z sometimes. Like, uh-oh, B froze on me. Did I freeze on everybody?
Jason.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you back. We ain't going through this again. All
right? Yeah, right. Are we
your
good?
Girl at? Is she cooking the Wi-Fi again?
Right. Nah, she making some guac, but hopefully we straight. Jay-Z, after he retired, he had his, like, second career and his second, like, triumph in his later back half of his career. But it wasn't as magnificent as the first half. You know what I'm saying? I feel like for a man, there's something special about in your late 20s, early 30s, that you're just in a certain bag that you're never going to get in again. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Yes, you could be the old wise general and, you know, have that reestablished, you know, flair and you know, all of that stuff that he had in the second half of his career, which was fantastic. You know, it was his Kobe 24, not the 8, you know?
Right.
But I think for women, it's the opposite. Yes. And Beyonce has displayed that in this album to where, like, yes, she was in her bag in her 20s and she was doing her thing and it was fantastic. She's the queen of the world. Everybody's respect to her as such. But, I mean, from her body to her voice to her attitude, her demeanor, and her song selection, the beat selection, her wisdom and added to her sexuality, added to her, all of her skills, this is her height. This is her at the top of her powers.
It's some science to that too, because, like, the reason why she's loved and all that, it's not just because, like, oh, that's Beyonce, we gotta love her. It's because she speaks to women who didn't even discover that they can be women until a certain age. Like, they can be out loud, I'ma just say I'm that bitch, I'ma do this, I'ma be like, pop my shit. You know what I'm saying? So now that she's doing it, they like, that, right? Like the Leo shit, like pointing at the, like, yeah, that's what I want to say. And so now they're like getting this awakening too. So what you're saying is right, absolutely. Yep.
What I was going to say is that we finally get to see who Beyonce really is. Like, this is Beyonce. She's been putting on facades a little bit and they've been slowly been reeling back. But now I feel like this is 100% her.
For sure. And I mean, I pick a different favorite song, you know, almost every day. But, like, Heated is always up there for me.
Oh, Heated is so fire.
And the obviously the whole thing with the Uncle Johnny and that line and then the song. But part of that is that she's always had that energy of, I am the hair lady's daughter, which is, like, in the black community, you know, like, that person and that, like, tribe is so unique and special. And so, like you saying, her pulling off the facade of being like, oh, I'm just this pop singer. Yeah. It's like, no, now I'm, like, showing you who I am in the black people's tribe. And, like, the queen has emerged, you know what I'm saying, out of the cocoon. And, like, yeah, this is it.
I think also, like, being from the South, we've always had to kind of, like, ditch the accent and kind of, like, you know, you do the media training and you have to act a certain way. But she has been slowly letting us know, like, no, I'm really, like, country. I'm from Houston. Like, Lemonade, I was like, okay, okay, she's on to something.
They're pushing the Southern agenda.
And this is why I like Kendrick Perkins so much. Because I know Perk. Hey, Perk. That is Perk.
Yeah, I love Perk.
Like, his accent, everything. Like, I love the fact that people are learning to be just themselves unapologetically. Like, this is me. If you fuck with it, great. If you don't,
that shit is inspirational, man. Cool, it let people know, like, bro, I can be me and like make a living. I don't have to.
Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Sorry. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Another Southerner. Yes, and it's something about that Southern attitude and, you know, what the energy they bring that is just magical.
Look at Anthony Edwards. The reason why I love him. Not just because he can dunk a ball, bro. Like, he get up there and he gonna talk that shit the same way he talked to his homeboys. Absolutely.
Yes. 1,000% Great personality.
1,000% For sure. Man, that makes sense, man. Yeah. Shout out to the South, nigga. South got something to say.
Okay. And even, like, my friends and, you know, people who live out in L.A., I'm like, where y'all people from? I know you got some Southern roots.
Exactly. Like, where pressing. Oh, I thought you said you was pressing niggas.
Oh, no, not
Jason,
Right. Not like where you from?
I got some, I got some homies out there, and, like, we'll
where
be talking.
Where your grandma from?
Yeah, I'll be talking. Yeah. Like, we'll be talking, and you said, like, that's a common question that, like, people from out of town, that they don't realize what's going on in the moment.
What
they
that means.
They don't know what that means, because they'll ask them, like, like, where your people from? Like, not even just, like, where you from. Like, where you from? Okay, yeah, where your people from? And it's like, bro, listen, be careful.
Yeah. Because yeah, it's like the wood, Mike. I'm from North Carolina. Yeah,
that's me. I like baseball. That's it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's that exact interaction.
Oh, my God.
Cause what?
Yeah, exactly. Cause what?
Oh, my God. I remember watching that movie in the theater. And, like, almost spitting my drink out when he said, I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I was like, oh, shit. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know how that goes. Why we got to sound like that?
You know how that
goes,
man.
But, yeah. All right.
Speaking of the South.
Yo, speaking of. Speaking of the South, down in the valley where the girls get naked.
Chuck it's Alisa.
Showtime. We got to talk about. We got to talk about the South. We got to talk about what's going on in Mississippi. Okay.
Good old Chuckalisa.
So, P Valley.
Yes, sir.
I know, Jason, we talked about this before on another podcast. You were not feeling P Valley when it first came out.
I wasn't.
And I convinced you, like, yo, please just give it another shot. Please. And here we are.
You
are a P Valley fan.
Super fan.
Yes.
Yeah, I fell in love with the show.
So, well, okay.
Yeah, of course.
So,
good writing, of course.
The writing, yes. Yeah, what else? So tell us why you didn't fuck with P-Valley at first, and what, you know,
what changed my mind
about it now.
I guess when I first watched some of the first episode, you know, I thought it was going to be a rehash of Players Club, and it was going to be a little bit more Tyler Perry-ish, you know, just from the vibe, but just how it was shot, you know, I just was kind of getting that vibe. But I didn't really like, I wasn't locked in. You know how you watch a show sometimes and you're not really, really locked in on it. And you're just like, oh, I wasn't catching me. I was looking at my phone, whatever, whatever. So then B convinced me, you know, through many episodes of our show, she told me multiple times, like, yo, you need to give it a chance. Like, for real. So I was like, all right. And she knows, like, once I give something a chance and if it's actually good, like, I can binge a show, like, no other, you know? So, like, I saw, like, 2 episodes, and I was like, all right, cool. And my girl liked it, you know? So we were watching it together, and that was another thing. It was like, okay, she fell in love with it. I fell in love with it. But, yeah, you know, it's authentically Black. You know, a lot of problems I have with certain new Black media tend to go to this super nerdy, weird, you know, we want you to not understand the plot, you know, type shit and all of that. And some of that just goes over my head. You know, I'm down with the nerdy, weird stuff sometimes. Some of it is just like, I just need some some down home cooking.
It still needs to be enjoyable. Right. Like, yeah, come on.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah. This show was all of that. And, you know, like, it checks all the boxes, you know, in the right way. You know, it's progressive in the right way. It's entertaining in the right way. It's written well. And it shows authentic characters that we, like, I think most black people can identify with. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody knows a Mercedes. Everybody knows, you know, a Maine or Pastor Woodbine. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? Somebody that might be like an Uncle Clifford or something. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, like a flamboyant Moldy, type of character type like of, that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
a
first
lot
off,
of,
can I say something? Can I say something? Woody. Oh my God. I honestly, I saw him on my Explore page, the actor who plays him. I thirst follow immediately. Yeah. That episode where he had the interaction with Rome after, you know, him and Keyshawn had their moment. When he was like talking into the camera, just the way that it was, that whole scene was filmed, like it was Jigsaw? So intimate. Yeah. Yeah. And he was just like, the way it was shot, he was like so in the camera. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. was like, it felt like he was breaking the fourth wall. It felt like he was talking right to me. And mm-hmm. I was like, ooh. Then I see him on social media. Follow.
Yeah, you
like
talking about
everything.
Breaking walls
let
and
me
all
see your
that.
Whole
right. I'm just trying to figure out where we going and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he a married man. He can't break these walls.
Right. Right.
Oh man, but yeah. A song about that.
but to top it off, to top it off, I just want to say that the most arresting, interesting part of it all is the Lil Murda character. And Lil Murda is a one of a kind. Like, you go to a show, you go to entertainment to see something you never seen before. Ooh. And I never seen nobody like Lil Murda, and just the level of dedication he has to that character, what he brings to that character is so incredible to watch from just an entertainment perspective. He's great.
You know what? This is one of those roles for him that no matter what he does moving forward, not in a bad way, people gonna always say, "Oh, that's Lil Murda." You know what
Lil
I mean?
Lil Murda. Yeah, exactly.
Like, because he's absolutely smoking his role, like you said, on the rap side too, and that's an underrated thing. That's hard to pull off on TV.
He looks like a real rapper.
Looks like a rapper, carries himself like a rapper, raps like a rapper. Like, you can tell he did the homework and was like, all right, this is what I need to do, especially a Southern rapper. They have a very particular way.
Hello.
They're not arrogant. Like, their arrogance is different than New York arrogance, or, like, you know what I mean? It's like, stuff like that. So, he's killing his role, like, 1,000%, man.
Shout out to Greensboro, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
He went to my high school's rival school and my college rival college. Yeah, so nice. In person, he of course he looks like Lil Murda, but he just looks so happy and joyous. Mm-hmm. Him and his beautiful wife, they are fine. Like, seeing them together, gorgeous. But he's kind of going on like a tour in a way. He's doing club appearances, kind of showing up, bringing that Lil Murda like essence. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing that, how he's embracing it, because I think we talked about this on a previous episode, like, playing a character that is down low, I guess, if you want to call it down low, especially in the black community, those men are usually just like shunned. Like, how dare you? And he's getting it. I know he's, you know, getting some like hate tweets and hate posts.
Of course, of course.
You know, people calling him gay and all these different things.
Of course.
But it's like, so what? I am an artist. I'm an actor. This is what I do. And I hope he gets those Emmy nods for real, because he needs all the awards for what he's doing right now.
Yeah, definitely. My girl put me onto a new term, trade. They see, I didn't know about
What's that
through watching. We don't know, because this is in another world that we don't involved ourselves in. But basically, a straight looking man is gay, they say, like, he's giving trade. Like, that's
And Beyonce said it, Big Frida said it, like, release the trade. Like,
I didn't know that's what she was referencing. Oh wow.
Yeah, a lot of gay terminology going on.
Wow.
So he's straight presenting. But he really is attracted to men. So,
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because now, like, now moving forward, like, we know is trade deadline, Woj and Shams. Like, we don't know nothing about none of that.
Bro,
like,
I was just PM hip to this. Like, it's, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what Pete Valley is doing. Damn. It is educating people on so many levels, showing the complexities of, like, in the gay community and the LGBT community. It's not just, oh, you're a woman attracted to another woman or a man attracted to another man. You have trans, you have so many levels to attraction and sexuality that I think is starting to educate people. Then you have people, you have the audience being educated on just the club life, the strip club life. Like, a lot of these girls are not just, you know, down and out and they just, you know, stripping for a paycheck. Some people are just fucking talented and can go up there on a pole and make rent in one night. Yeah. Like, it's so many levels to all of these black characters that we see on this show.
Let me ask y'all this. Let me ask y'all this real quick. So, because we talk about how rare, like, somebody like Lil Murda is, right? Just on TV, period. And being a black man and, you know, whatever. Do y'all think that his character is powerful enough to where, like, obviously, like, society, like, things move forward and you look on social media and everybody's progressive. But we know that that's just not the truth in, like, these neighborhoods everywhere. You think his character is strong enough to make that, you know what I'm saying? Like, to have people who might be fighting that fight to be like, fuck it, I'm about to do this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm gonna just be me. Like, do you feel like he's on that level with it?
Hell yeah. Like,
yeah, I would
see,
hope
I
so.
Read the comments. I read the comments and people are just like, it's so refreshing to see someone so comfortable themselves with Uncle Clifford, to see someone who is like, no, I want to be myself, like Lil Murda's. Like, I want to be myself. And it's really inspiring,
and
I think,
to still be respected,
people.
Like, in that life. Like, we outside, we doing this. And then he, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting show on all sorts of levels, because, like you said, with the strip club, like, a lot of people, you know, even myself to a certain extent, like, because I don't analyze the life like that, like, seeing it presented in this way, you realize, like, okay, not all of these girls is fucking a bunch of niggas, and, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of them is, they do have a couple kids and living a square life, and they go and strip, you know what I'm saying, as their job, or, like, you were saying, like, yeah, some of them is just very talented. That's, like, their athlete, their sport is the pole. You know what I'm saying? So it's, like, it's not just, oh, yeah, these bitches is just, not to call them bitches, but you know what I'm saying? That's how the terminology, excuse me. But these women are not just out here, you know, fucking on everything and just stripping and, you know, carrying on. Like, there's the roulettes of the world and the whispers and what have you. Right, and then you have, like, the Mercedes and the Mississippis.
Yeah. Listen. Look, I already know that's your bae right
there.
No,
the cartoons, they pulled the collar to steal the joint. Like,
Yeah, no, she's fire. And that's another great thing about the show. I love that they cast a dark-skinned black girl.
Absolutely.
Both of them are dark-skinned black girls as the leads.
The main attractions and shit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And then the most annoying character is the light-skinned girl.
You know this.
And
I'm
glad.
That's by design. Yeah.
But, like, I didn't love her acting. I mean, you know, that she just left the show. But it was funny, like, this is one of the few shows I wanted to ask y'all, is there a show that you guys like besides this show where the main character, because the first season she was the main character, where the main character is your least favorite character? Because literally from when I started watching the show, she was my least favorite character all the way up until the last episode. I'm like, why is she here? She gets on my nerves.
For me, All-American. I love All-American, the show. Like, okay. Let me put that out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Spence pisses me off so much, bro. Like, he makes me so mad with the way that he let people talk to him. Just the way that he do shit, this little face he does every time somebody walk off on him. Like, it's mad shit about him. But I'm just like, bro.
Yeah.
And it's just not,
I'm going to say Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City. Right. She pissed me off. Like, yo, you make the dumbest decisions.
I wonder if a lot of women feel like that.
Yes. Because someone posted it and was like, look, someone was like, yo, I know this may sound controversial, but I hate Carrie Bradshaw. I know she's the most popular. But this was also a thing with Insecure. A lot of people hated this character.
I think what was the one? She was the one that was way more popular amongst, like, the people. like Carrie Bradshaw, like of course she was the
oh, Samantha? Samantha.
Samantha is the one that I think is the
She's the show.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Samantha for sure.
Yeah. No, definitely. But yeah, Autumn Night, good Lord. But in the finale, when she walked away and like disappeared, I said, oh, she's done. She's not coming back for the next season. And good. Thank you.
They held that shot for so long. Like, I knew that was the end.
Right. Look, no one really. Okay. Did you guys care about Autumn and Andre's storyline?
No. And that's the other thing. I didn't love Andre either. And it's like everything they had him do was weak. Oh, he's lying about his dad being in jail. Who cares? Like,
accept me. Like, because your pops was locked up. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you
like,
talking about, bro?
Yeah, he was so weirdly square. And then just like, I don't know, the whole thing with his wife, like that was, I mean.
Yo, son, he walked in and caught, yo, listen, man, caught her in the middle of extracurricular activities and all that. You know what I'm saying? Tutoring. She was caught in the middle of tutoring. And that's how you played that out. I will say one thing. I respect his hairline. I respect a good hairline. This shit was on point time he saw it. But he was a waste of a good hairline because it's like you a bird. Like Jason said, like every time you did something, it's like, yo, bro, come on. Really?
Yeah, he was weak. Yeah. So I hope they downplay his storyline moving forward because I wasn't feeling him.
Yeah, he's whatever. If he wasn't in any other episode, I wouldn't trip.
Exactly. So look, Mara, your favorite is Miss Mississippi, a.k.a. Keyshawn. Your least favorite is Andre?
Damn, let me see. Least favorite. I guess I never really thought about my least favorite on the show. Probably her husband. Probably Derek. Her husband. Yeah, Derek. Fuck him, bro.
Fuck
him. And I hate to sound so biased, like, because I'm clearly over, like, I'm hating, obviously, 100%.
Yeah.
But he's a bird anyway, though. Like, even down to the finale shit where he pulled the setup, you know what I mean? Like, it was corny, but that's how it's supposed to end with a dude like that, to let you know, like, you should have, come on, man. Like, I was so mad when the shit happened with Diamond. Oh.
Yeah, crush.
No fairy tale endings.
Yeah,
crush. I was hot.
So, that's my favorite and least right there. Yeah, easy, simple.
And Jason, your favorite?
Probably
Mercedes.
We know
who your least favorite is.
Yeah, my favorite is probably Mercedes.
Whoa!
Yeah, I love Mercedes.
Your
she's dope.
Mercedes.
Oh. Yeah, she's like the Chris Paul of that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's solid. Like, she gets it in. She knows what she's doing. But, you know, she's dealing with
regular life. She out there.
Yeah, she playing through injuries. She dealing with real life shit. she had Coach, and then the second Coach. I don't know if y'all saw when Coach got recast.
She's becoming like a mom right in front of us too. So yeah,
right. She's becoming a real mom. You know what I'm saying? And dealing with her mom's issues and all her bullshit. So she's really like, you know, I fuck with Mercedes. I'm pulling for Mercedes, and she seems like the most like genuine, thorough person. Like
for sure. Yeah.
I think Patrice Woodbine, my least favorite. Every time she enters the scene, I'm like, here we go, this bitch here. Like,
right. Hold on, B. Sorry, I got to give my honorable mention to Ernestine.
Ernestine is
your favorite.
That's my favorite.
Nah, she the one. She's the one. She's the people's champ. We are the people's champ. Yeah. Ernestine is getting
that. Yeah, so you got. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, shout out to Loretta Devine, the icon, the legend, absolutely. Patrice Woodbine, my least favorite, and Uncle Clifford is my favorite.
Yeah, he's from Detroit too. Shout out to the homies.
Oh,
shout out to the town. Yeah, yep.
Okay, I think as an actor, I think about like the whole process of like doing what he's doing. The makeup, the wigs, the costumes. I know he's in heels all day. That has to be taxing. And then go out there and still perform and deliver in that way. I respect his character so much. But as an actor, I'm just like, I adore him.
Listen, the voice changes and all that. Like, when it's the funniest shit. And I think that like he needs to be doing like some voiceover work for some animated movie sometime soon, because the changes in the voice, like that shit is hilarious every single time, and it works every time. So
like when he got into it with Big L
Yeah. Oh, right. My God.
Like, he had to switch up a couple times.
I want to talk about that. Yeah. I want to talk about this scene in particular in the finale where Uncle Clifford finds the pills, throws them. Mm-hmm. They make up, you know, and apparently I think, you know, Uncle Clifford took some of the pills to kind of like relax and just chill. Mm. So do you guys think that Uncle Clifford was dreaming the whole interaction with Lil Murda at Ernestine's birthday party or coming home party?
I never thought about that.
Man, it damn sure felt like when you look back at like Snowfall, when they had the LSD at the party and like they started moving different and shit started to be, you know what I mean? Like whatever. Huh?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, man. All right, well, cool.
But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, we're gonna do it. I'm gonna go do that to you again. But anyway, for those who know, it did feel like a dream sequence kind of thing, especially because like the stars were lined up perfectly. Everybody was just out the, and it was just them, and it was, you know what I mean? So it could be. I'm buying that 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really seen. I mean, this show and this season did have multiple dream sequences, right? With Uncle Clifford's mom, so Ernestine being in the hospital, so it's possible. I never really thought about it, you know. And I guess it was more of like, I guess just me being hopeful that they got that moment in front of everybody, like for real, you know. But it may very well be a dream sequence, and just, you know, Clifford might wake up on the couch in a sweat, like, oh damn, you know. So it's possible,
because Lil Murda was like, you are not dreaming this, like, you know what I mean, like then, you know, you turn to the side after this long kiss and everyone is just sitting there, and like, just so like, because in real life people might be like, oh shit, like what's going on here, right. But nobody had a fairy tale ending in this show. Nobody.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, is Uncle Clifford the one that's going to get it?
Well, I wouldn't say nobody.
Of course, they're like, stay tuned.
I wouldn't say nobody, because it seemed like Mayor Woodbine has gone from fighting with her daughter outside of the dance studio to, you know, running Chuckalisa. So, I mean, she's winning, you know.
For now, because we know they're going.
And she got a bag from the Kyles.
Yeah,
that's so true. She's really up.
Not for sure.
Oh God.
Yeah, I mean she is, man. You saw her in that suit with the. I ain't gonna get it all.
It's all good. I don't know how that aligned with the church and her ways. Her getting on that pole in the middle of the polling. But she did. She did her thing. Oh, man, that was hilarious.
So is there anything that you guys are looking for in season 3 of P-Valley? Is there something that you want them to kind of explore a little bit more?
Yeah, how Diamond is like, you know, Jason Bourne / John Wick / the accountant. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted, because they was putting moves on him, and then they looked and was like, yeah, he, and then the flashbacks came. I'm like, yo, hold on. This how the last Call of Duty started off. Like, what's going on? Like, let's see what's going on here. So I definitely want to see. That's number one. I need to see that, like, what's going on. And then, like, number two, I need to see something. Like, Derek got to go. Like, come on.
Derek got to go.
He got to go.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I gotta see that. I want to see what's up with Mercedes. And is she going to become the new manager of the Pink? Is she gonna get with old girl, coach's wife? Like, what's her next play? You know what I'm saying? So that's really what I'm interested in is that. And then obviously Lil Murda's rap career. Like, that was the note I feel like that was most important that the season ended on, was like, oh, he about to go on tour with Megan Thee Stallion, but now he don't want to go on tour, and he's saying he could do something bigger, better. I'm like, bro. Anybody in their right mind would go on tour with Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what? Like, I want to see what happens with his rap career. And did he make that decision? Did he not? Like, what happened?
Yeah, I need Lil Murda to get out of town. As much as I like him in Chuckalisa with, you know, the Pink and his performances there and how he just is loved by everybody. But clearly, he got some big beef, and he needs to get out of town.
Man.
Big beef.
Also, because I knew B, I knew your mom was in it. I knew.
Right in the gutter.
But also, I think that if P-Valley has taught us anything, is that they're very relevant with their content. So all of this string of rappers like dying in their hometown is a thing. And like if he doesn't get out the street, that's a storyline that could play out. That's like real life. Because you see the static is like, it's even trickling down to the people around him. Like, oh nah, Mercedes, you chose a side, so cool. We about to do this. You know what I mean? So it's real. It's to the point now where it's like, it's the boiling point. So like we'll see. We'll see how that play out.
And Mercedes had on a Young Dolph shirt. Said, our black men deserve to grow old.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember thinking, like, seeing that, because this is right before Patrice Woodburn walked in. I was like, I hope this isn't, like, foreshadowing that we're going to lose Murda at the end of this episode.
Yeah. Right. I'm glad we didn't.
But, yeah.
We'll see.
But, speaking of rap shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about rap shit. Jason... I asked, you know, what did you feel about the show, or were you watching it, and you were just like, "Meh." So, can we talk about why, or what is it about rap shit that is not sitting well with you?
Okay, so I'm gonna just give you my two main things. I do not love the Instagram live, Instagram story every shot. Like, it don't sit well with me. I can't get with it. It don't feel realistic. Like, I could see it a little in and out, but it's like they giving me 80-20. They giving me 80-20, but I need more like 60-40, you know what I'm saying? That type of vibe. The other thing is, and I forget the girl's name. My mistake. The main character, Shauna, who plays Vision, who is very attractive, and you know, she does a decent job, but I don't love what they are doing with her character. She's a little bit too like, oh, I want to be this hip hop, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, but it's obviously like you fucking with, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, like, you know, like you're doing Molly. Like, so, you know, obviously you're not that woke. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're easily kind of influenced to do some other shit. And then she's not, just her character is just not very strong. The other character is the only strong character in the show. She's dope. Chameleon, or I think it's her real name.
Mia on the show.
Mia. Yeah, she's dope. You know what I'm saying? She got the daughter. It's realistic. You could kind of feel that. Like, okay, young Miami chick, the daughter, the young mom. Like, you get the vibe. It's almost like a semi-Mercedes type of vibe. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, she's very authentic. She knows what she wants. She knows that, you know, Shauna could help her get it. And she's like a genuine person, you know? And so that's really the only part of the show I fuck with. I feel like the other characters are kind of underdeveloped. And I don't really love anybody else. You know, I think the girl who's the, what you call it? That's the hustler. She's dope.
The Duke.
Chastity.
Yeah,
Chastity.
The Duke. Yeah, Duke of Miami. She's dope. But yeah, that's kind of my assessment of the show.
I think the thing for me with Shauna is I always go back to like this being an Issa product, and then like Issa being who she is and how she like rose to fame as well, like being like the awkward black girl that's kind of like, I'm on this side, where do I fit in? Then her doing like the rap shit on Insecure now, like this is a completely like rap show. I feel like that's just, this is what Issa would have been if she actually took rap serious.
Yeah.
This is what we're getting from that. You know what I mean? I get it.
Yeah.
Right now, like her storyline is a little bit like she's too green, like super, and it's like at times. Yeah. But I do love her character because I think that makes the perfect mix of her and Mia, right? Like, that makes sense. That's like a real life friendship that you would see. Like, somebody that's like on this side of it, dealing with some serious shit. Somebody else that's kind of like trying to figure it out, and they both kind of, you know what I mean? Like, they right there. So I fuck with it.
Yeah, I think Shauna's really just trying to figure out what's going on in her life, where Mia has to grow up because she has a daughter.
Right.
It's not, she just can't be out here floating around doing whatever. She has to be really intentional in what she does in her life because she has someone that depends on her.
Yeah, they both look at each other a little bit like, I want like, you know what I mean? Like, what you have is appealing. And what you have is appealing, but you don't see the shit that come with it. You know what I mean? On both sides. So it's an ill, like, yin and yang type of thing.
No, and I do like her baby daddy. He's a good actor, and he plays this role very well. Lamont, right? Isn't that the name of the character?
Yo, dog, Lamont is bugged out, man. He's a wild dude. He really is a wild dude. Damn, like, easily the worst character on this shit to me is her man. What's homie?
Oh, Cliff.
Cliff, and I'm gonna sound like I'm hating again because I love Shauna. What you out your mind? Like, yo, love her. You know what I'm saying? He's a bird. Like, he's a bird, man. Like, come on, dog.
He give me Braxton vibes.
It's like Braxton mixed with what people think about Russell Wilson. Like, what they think about him, the image they have in their head of him.
That's
kind of that. Like,
you're really, like, a super corny, like, nigga.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah,
so I have a question. Let's say you're in a relationship, and then your partner decides that she wants to be a rapper. Would you be cool with that? With someone going in that direction?
I mean, I guess this depends on, like, who you're with, like, knowing who you're with. If you've never shown any interest in rap or any signs of, like, you doing this shit, and then one day you wake up and say you want to be a rapper, the first thing we doing is getting you drug tested immediately. Because, like, what do you mean you want to be a rapper? Not because, like, you can't make it, but, like, I've never heard you rhyme nothing ever. You've never, nothing. You want to be a rapper? Like, I don't know about that. But because
that's Mia in that sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at least at this point, you can look at Mia and be like, your personality says that you should go and rap about this shit. At least. Your personality, you know, says, like, your circumstances dictate that if you do go rap, we wouldn't be so shocked. We'd just be like, oh, shit, you rapping now? Like, oh, all right, cool. But if you just wake up one day and be like, yo, I just want to be a rapper. I think that's what I want to do with my life. We're going to have a conversation. But if that's what you know, if you got some shit on your chest and I see you don't really have a real outlet and then you find that through music, I would support it for sure. If that's what it come down to.
I feel like in this social media age, you could just be online, like, just fucking around and saying some shit and it go viral. And people are like, oh, my God, you should... Yeah. Be signed, you should do whatever, whatever. And a moment can be created and somebody can just ride the wave and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to see what this rap shit looking like.
T-Grizzly.
What about you, Jason?
I mean, I think in Mia's case, it works because she's already kind of out there in the public, you know, sphere of, you know, she's talking shit online. She's got her OnlyFans. Like, if that's already the world you inhibit, like, it makes sense, you know, and it's like, okay, like, being a rapper is basically going legit, you know. It's like you kind of in the streets with it doing that, and it's like, that ain't the long bread. If you just convert your following, if that's, you know what I'm saying, rapping is like converting your followings on some Cardi B shit. Like, okay, you already was a stripper, you got following on IG, let's convert that following to the long bread. So, like, in that regards, if that was the play, then I'd be like, yeah, like, that's obviously the long-term play. But, like, Mari's saying, like, yeah, if you just woke up one day and you, like, square bear and you just like, oh, like, I want to rap, you're like, what? Like,
not like, yeah, yeah, nah, 1,000%. Like I said, the circumstances and your personality already kind of, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, it makes sense that you would rap. Like you said with Cardi, she probably was good at talking shit, period. And people was like, yo. Mm-hmm. You will be all right. Like, you'll be talking that shit. And so she did it, and it was a seamless transition. So, yeah, I would support it. Like, if that's what, you know, because I kind of felt like I'm getting myself into that a little bit anyway. You know what I mean? So
post-drug test.
Yeah, after the results come back, we're going to see what's up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Jason, you don't like the way it's shot, but I honestly feel like this is really realistic, especially, like, the generation younger than us. They live their lives on social media. We were literally just talking about this. And when every other scene is like a Instagram live or a story, this is really how people look at one another. I was just telling my best friend, like, whenever, you know, I just need to check on my people, the first thing I do is I go to their social media. I look at their story. I look at their recent posts.
Right.
And then, you know, I'll catch up with you whenever we can. Like, we can talk and figure out, like, what's really going on in each other's lives. But, like, social media is where I begin. And I feel like with the way that the story is being told and using this like perspective, I think it's honestly brilliant. And I really want to know how they are pulling off these shots. And I know, Jason, you know.
Well, I know. Do you want to know? Right? Yeah. I mean, I went to film school.
I work on TV shows. I do.
Yeah. So, I mean, they shoot it with a regular camera and they just add filters. So this is all just like, this is essentially visual effects, but they just shoot it with a regular camera as if they would shoot Insecure or any other show.
So are they kind of like holding their hand out to pretend like they're holding the camera?
Yeah, exactly. But they're just, there's literally a cameraman on the other side and it's just like, they're standing there like that. So,
So is that why it bothers you?
Well, no, it bothers me because like, okay, here's another thing. Nobody answers the phone that much. Like, everybody answers everybody's phone calls. And I'm like, not these ghetto ass girls. Like, they would be ignoring niggas left and right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So many calls would get missed. So much shit would be getting missed.
I think it only happened like once. And when she went on airplane mode, that was it. That was the only time.
And I'm like, niggas is FaceTiming, picking up all these FaceTimes. I'm like, who's picking up all these phone calls? Like, this just seems unrealistic. Like, and even him.
You know who is? The younger generation is doing this. This is maybe how they. It's like, how dare you not answer my call? What?
Right.
And, I'm going to call you again.
Right. And then, like, even his rant on live, like the Cliff thing on live. Whoa. Like, and I just, I don't know. That just didn't sit right with me.
Okay. So Issa tweeted something before this episode aired. She was like, what we filmed and wrote happened before it happened on social media.
Right.
So I was like, what is she talking about? So I watched the entire episode and I still didn't get what she was talking about until some people replied after the episode aired. It was like, well, maybe this was like DaBaby and Danny Lee breaking up on live. So I was like, this actually does happen in real life.
That's true.
Will record their most vulnerable moments and put it out there.
Yeah, they do.
It made sense too because like he was being petty in that moment and he was like, remember I'm the cameraman, right? You want your whole shit to be filmed, let's film this too. Like he was just being a dick about it, like, yo, let's go all the way in with this shit. You know, even when she told him like, yo, shut it off, he like, nah, like this what you want.
Yeah.
You know, this is what it is. So I could buy that a little bit, and I mean look at his face, you know what I'm saying? Like Nas said, like look at his face. Of course, like it makes sense.
Right.
Make perfect sense.
Nah, for sure. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, I wish they would just dial it back a little bit. But, you know, after watching the show some more, you know, I settled into it. You know, I like it a lot more than I did initially. I wouldn't say it's a great show, but I'm definitely not calling it a bad show. And I'm, you know, now I'm in it, so I'm going to keep watching it until they don't make it anymore. So, you know, like, I hope they make a bunch of. One of my friends is a writer. He's writing the next episode. Chris Sanford. Shout out to him.
Shout out to the writer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he hasn't written any of the previous episodes, so I hope he doesn't take offense to my critique. But you know, I mean, it is what it is. Like people are making stuff, and I'm happy that my friends are making shit. I'm not saying like, oh, this shit should be off the air. This is terrible. Like I think part of it, part of media, and part of like also as we evolve in blackness, like, we should be able to critique each other's shit without it be considered hating.
I'm not hating on
niggas' shit. I'm not hating on the show. Yeah. I'm just critiquing the show. I watch it every week. I've watched every single second of it. I'm going to continue to watch it. I'm not going to tell anybody not to watch it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what we're doing.
One day what you're saying will be the norm out there. I think we're working toward that now. Like, it's still so early in the, if you're black, you can just create with your experience, the black experience, whatever, just create it, put it out, and then hopefully get picked up. So now we got way more of that shit to like pick apart. But as we move forward, I think it will become like, we can just critique that movie like, I wasn't really feeling that. And people be like, okay, cool, I'll go back to the drawing board. Instead of being like, oh, you don't want to see another nigga shine. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. This nigga's a hater. Like, I heard his podcast. He be hating on. Yeah. Like, no. I actually take time out of my day to watch your show and talk about it. Like, when niggas could be doing other shit.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We might have to have you come on back for the Rap Shit finale.
Yeah, let's do it. I would love that. Okay. I would love that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yes. All right.
Thank y'all for having me on.
Absolutely,
good talking
bro.
To y'all as always.
Appreciate you.
Hell yeah.